This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Acting Western Illinois University President Martin Abraham delivered the University Assembly Thursday morning to hundreds of faculty and staff members on the Macomb campus and to those watching online. He chose to highlight a few of the positive accomplishments of Western Illinois students and faculty in the past year and to call on everyone to create a culture where people feel welcome at Western. But the bulk of Abraham's speech focused on a single issue. That issue is enrollment. Abraham says an advisor once told U.S. President Ronald Reagan that the three things he should focus on after his election was the economy.
To paraphrase James Baker, here at Western Illinois, there are three things we need to focus on, and all of them are enrollment.
Western's fall semester headcount has dipped from about 11,500 students in 2014 to about 8,500 students last fall. Abraham says one reason for the decline is that new students aren't coming. He pointed to a chart showing a steep decline in new student enrollment in the past 5 years, including a projected decline this year.
I've put a charge to the admissions folks, is that when I show you this chart next year, that last bullet is going to be higher than what ultimately that bullet is for the 2019 fall semester. We're going to turn this around. Our incoming class is going to be bigger next year than it is this year.
Abraham says new student enrollment is not Western's only problem. He says students who do enroll are leaving. In the past 5 years, roughly 67% of Western's new students have returned the following year.
I don't even care. At the highest end, where we were at 69%, that's not good enough. That means that practically one out of every three students that we take in does not come back for their sophomore year. That is not acceptable.
Abraham has had to hit the ground running on these issues in his new role as acting president. He was initially hired in May as university provost, effective July 1st. But before officially arriving on campus, Western's Board of Trustees appointed him acting president following the departure of Dr. Jack Thomas. So as he was still getting to know people on campus, he was also appointing four small teams to study the issues of student enrollment and retention.
And it's not a typical university committee where you study a problem for a year and you think about it and you write a report and hopefully something happens. It's very targeted, very directed. I have a problem. What am I going to do to help fix that problem?
Abraham gave the teams tight timelines to work. Preliminary ideas ahead of this speech, solid recommendations by mid-September. He shared some of the preliminary ideas with the crowd. They include enhancing the marketing of the university, revamping the visits of prospective students to the Macomb and Quad Cities campuses, and creating innovative classes and programs.
So we're going to look at our program offerings, and we're going to figure out where we can offer some things that give us an edge, that work better, that get us going in different ways, and evaluate how we can put those programs in place and start doing some new and creative and innovative things. So if you've got an idea for something that we should be offering that we're not doing, and you think it's a good opportunity, we want to hear about it.
Abraham says the university will also explore updating academic advising practices, increasing interactions between students and faculty, and aiding students looking for tutoring or technical help 24 hours a day. He says as changes are adopted and implemented, Western will notice the difference because it will be more successful in competing with other universities.
Because we're going to offer the right mix of programs at the right price point and give them the right student experiences, and we beat them all out and they'll come here.
Abraham told the crowd that not only does he want to boost new student enrollment next year, but he also wants to see total enrollment increase from the upcoming school year to the following year. That will be an ambitious goal for Western, as total enrollment at the university has decreased every year for more than a decade. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.